From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. The big auto show in Detroit is increasingly a consumer electronics show for the car. Automakers no longer simply introduce new models of cars and trucks. Now they're just as likely to roll out a new infotainment system or app. But NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that some of these new high-tech bells and whistles just aren't ready for prime time.
It used to be that when you talk to car executives, they were all about horsepower, styling, even fuel economy. Now it's all tech. Thomas Tetzlaff is with Volkswagen of Canada.
As we've seen in the automotive industry, the growth in mechanical changes has now become incremental, whereas the growth in the consumer electronics industry seems to be taking place at a rate that is, you know, almost unprecedented.
Tetzlaff says the average young driver doesn't want their car to be a rolling oasis. They want to be connected to social media like Facebook or Twitter.
We have realized that if we shut our customers out of that, they're going to shut us out of the equation. And the vehicles we're showing today, although we're touting the outsides and the engines, we're cognizant of the fact that we need to bring the technology to the dashboard, to the driver.
Almost all the car companies, including Volkswagen, are working with outside suppliers to bring consumer electronics to your dashboard. Cadillac, for instance, has what it calls Q, or Cadillac User Experience. This is the future. We're talking Jetsons. It has voice control, and it projects information right onto the windshield in front of you, anything from a text message to a map. It also has a flat screen on the center console that can interact with your smartphone, the radio, and the internet. Matt Heistrom helped design the Q system.
So the center console essentially has, there's an 8-inch touchscreen. So like your iPhone or your smartphone device, where you can swipe things, swipe to different screens, you're able to... Which didn't work right now. Jason, what did you do to this?
What did I do?
Is the swiping working on here?
Now, to be fair to the folks at Cadillac, that was not a working car, but an auto show demo. But that glitch on the flat screen gets to the heart of the problem with consumer electronics. They're prone to bugs, which can be a problem when you're driving 65 miles an hour.
I'm an engineer, and I hate to knock on engineers, but engineers want to give the system the capabilities of doing anything and everything that you can ever want to do.
David Champion is with Consumer Reports. He's been a critic of many car infotainment systems, especially ones using flat panel screens.
If you're working an iPad or an iPhone, you're actually looking down at the eye and your eyes are following where your hands are going. And that's your primary focus. So if you're putting a touch screen into a car, therefore your primary focus when operating that touch screen, your eyes have to be on the screen. And that's what makes it distracting.
Champion says that's why your car has knobs and buttons you can feel without seeing. Jeremy Anwell is with Edmunds.com.
The driving experience is so fundamentally different than, say, the desktop experience. And getting a bunch of guys in a room that used to, you know, write programs for Microsoft or whoever is probably not the right way to be thinking about this human-machine interface.
Anwell says companies like GM and Honda aren't Apple or Microsoft. Certainly not yet. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.